Support comes from Sunday Morning Cafe, founded by researcher, speaker, and therapist Dr. Tom Wagner, offering many retreats with live music and online resources to build resilience and community. SundayMorningCafe.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, June 29th. I'm Brian Moline. Missouri lawmakers passed 100 bills this past session. Not one of them was about data centers. One bill that did get a hearing focused on protecting Missouri's grid from water and electrical overconsumption.
It's not really a question of fighting against it. It's a question of controlling it and making sure there are guardrails and around it to protect the public interest.
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports on why lawmakers didn't get anything done on data centers this year and why next year may be different. That's coming up on The Gateway. St. Louis's LGBTQ community marked the city's annual Pride Fest yesterday amid sweltering heat. As St. Louis Public Radio's Kayvon Mansouri reports, the high temps didn't stop the party.
Folding fans clacked in celebration, but also to beat the heat as onlookers lined up on Market Street to watch the Pride Fest parade crawl through downtown St. Louis. The heat index reached around 110 degrees as parade viewers and Pride Fest visitors celebrated the LGBTQ community. The celebration comes during a time where LGBTQ rights are under pressure from President Donald Trump's administration. Jordan Braxton is Pride Fest director. She says her community is undeterred.
It's important to show everybody you can do whatever you want. We're still going to celebrate being queer, being trans. It's our lives. It's who we are.
This year marked the 46th celebration of Pride Fest in St. Louis. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
The St. Louis region is experiencing dangerous heat. The National Weather Service issued an extreme heat warning until July 3rd. Heat values of up to 110 degrees are expected. The Quincy area in Illinois is experiencing heat indexes of up to 105 degrees, and Rolla is under a heat advisory with indexes of up to 100 degrees. High temperatures and humidity can cause heat illness. Experts say to protect yourself, drink fluids, stay inside, and take frequent breaks if you must be outside. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen has approved the $1.4 billion spending plan for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, Friday's vote was closer than expected.
The 8-aye votes are the minimum needed to send a bill to the mayor's desk. One alderwoman flipped her vote while another abstained. Aldermanic President Megan Green says her colleagues are angry about the pressure the state-appointed Board of Police Commissioners is placing on the city's budget.
With that said, there is a lot of really good things in this budget. We are funding Code Blue. We are funding Right to Counsel with dedicated city money for the first time. We are continuing our Tiny Homes program.
The budget actually includes less for the SLMPD than it requested, but the approval of raises for higher-ranking officers forced a scramble to find one-time money to cover the required pay hikes for firefighters. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Leaders at the St. Louis County Jail say a February riot reveals why they need more staff. As St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports, the jail's new acting director says he plans to address its 80-officer shortage.
About 34 detainees, frustrated by the lack of day room time and insufficient Wi-Fi, refused to return to their cells during lockdown. Some of them tore down a surveillance camera and knocked down TVs, causing about $30,000 worth of damage. The jail's new acting director, Tim Ware, says no one was severely injured in the February 7th incident.
They aren't out of their cells enough. We're being creative with how much we can get them out with the people that we have. You know, as soon as we have enough staffing, that will start changing immediately.
Ware says the jail's next training academy begins July 6th with 20 potential hires. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
The director of Missouri's Children's Division is reorganizing how investigators look into suspected child abuse and neglect. Sarah Smith says investigators will take on more specialized roles, including assessing danger to newborns and investigating suspected sexual abuse. Some of the new roles come with a salary bump, which Smith says could incentivize investigators to stay on the job and gain meaningful experience.
We're doing this all within our own resources that we have now with lateral positions and within our statutory framework. So I think that this would be sustainable moving forward.
Child abuse investigators who don't have extensive experience have a starting salary in the mid-$40,000 range, which is much lower than other states or private sector jobs. You can listen to Smith's appearance on the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis Public Radio by going to stlpr.org or wherever you get your podcasts. BJ's Bar & Grill in Florissant closed yesterday after more than 70 years. For more than a week, fans of the bar's pizza had lined up for hours to get one last slice. Owner Gene Russell Blanton says the restaurant ran out of food every day last week.
Seeing people that I've known for 60 years come just to tell me thank you is reward enough for all my life.
Blanton says she needs a shoulder replacement. Her daughter wrote on Facebook that the restaurant couldn't make it work anymore. She's running an online fundraiser to pay staff and bills. Of the 100 bills that Missouri lawmakers passed this year, none dealt with data centers. But that wasn't due to a lack of effort from some lawmakers. And with the topic only gaining momentum statewide, the issue is likely to reappear next session. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports on what didn't pass this year, but what could in the future.
Standing in the parking lot of Wentzville City Hall, State Representative Tricia Burns had an announcement to make. On September 16th, the House Special Committee on Intergovernmental Affairs will have a hearing on data centers.
Missourians should never take a bad deal. And right now, folks are waiting for Jefferson City to stand up and pay attention.
At that hearing, Burns hopes to give the community the ability to talk to lawmakers about data centers. The Wentzville Republican also wants to continue working on legislation on data centers, including greater oversight and transparency requirements. The upcoming hearing will be the first time since March that House members will have a public hearing related to data centers. The previous public hearing was on the AI Infrastructure Grid Integrity and Water Resources Protection Act. It was the only hearing conducted this session about hyperscale data centers. The legislation contained a multitude of policies on data centers related to electricity and water usage. Representative Colin Wellenkamp is one of the sponsors of the bill. He says the goal of the legislation was to protect Missouri's grid from water and electrical overconsumption from AI.
It's not really a question of fighting against it. It's a question of controlling it and making sure there are guardrails and around it to protect the public interest.
Over the course of the hearing, one person after another came up to speak in favor of the legislation. Sylvia Cuny is a part-time farmer on her family's farm in Montgomery County, where Amazon recently announced a multi-billion-dollar data center. She said Wellenkamp's bill was a good first step, but not a final one.
It doesn't even come close to some of the regulations that I think need to be put in place.
Those include regulations containing the sound and heat that data centers create. Several organizations also spoke in favor of the House bill back in March. Elise Schaefer is with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment. She said there were many parts of the legislation they liked, especially a portion of the bill that created a kill switch for data centers in times of water and electrical scarcity.
It would cut off data centers in case of a grid emergency or a drought from, respectively, their energy use or water, depending on the situation, first before those essential other uses.
Despite the warm reception, the bill didn't make it out of committee, nor did any other piece of legislation on the topic. When asked at the end of session why the House did not move forward on data center legislation, Speaker John Patterson said he believes it was a local issue rather than one for the state. The inaction from the legislature this session has been followed by some officials, including Governor Mike Kehoe, touting the positives of building data centers in Missouri. Speaking earlier this month during a forum on AI and data centers in Rolla, Kehoe said AI is another opportunity for the state to build and innovate.
The future of AI should not just happen in Silicon Valley. It should happen right here in Missouri with Missouri workers, Missouri businesses, and Missouri communities leading the way.
However, more lawmakers are taking notice. The same day Burns announced the upcoming public hearing, Representative Don Mayhew announced his push for a special session on data centers, which is unlikely. Representative Marty Jo Murray also filed bills this past session on data centers. Although they didn't get hearings this year, he thinks there's a greater chance next session.
From the time when bill filing opened, the conversation around data centers weren't as hot as they were. So I think going into next year, I'm a little bit more optimistic that maybe they will be a little bit higher in terms of priority.
Wellenkamp also said he's not giving up with his bill.
Missourians want it. They're demanding it. We need to deliver. And I intend to do all I can to deliver on that.
Missourians will have to wait a while longer to see what those bills look like. I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece, and you can read more about data centers in Missouri at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Brian Moldeen, in for Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.